Can you present your 78-year-old lady?
So this is naturally another light to never smoker who presented about a year ago with a cough and was found to have what appeared to be a locally advanced adenocarcinoma of the lung after it was biopsied. She actually was taken for surgery and then in the mediastinal analysis was found to have lymph node involvement. So when we staged her, we found disease in the lung and then something small in the periaortic region. So we decided to treat her with curative intent, and we gave her radiation.
What kind of condition was she in?
She was healthy. You know, she didn't have COPD. She was very much going into this with a minimal cough, and at 78 was independent, didn't have a lot of comorbidities, maybe a little bit of hypertension, but really pretty healthy, that she did the radiation very well. And when we finished the radiation about 2 months later, in our follow-up images, we saw that this periaortic region truly was an area of metastatic disease. And her daughters were very involved and had done a lot of research. They were not medical, but they really have gone out of, you know, in the internet, there's a lot of blogs. They really have gone out there and they wanted immunotherapy. And then I had a lot of hesitation about immunotherapy after radiation. A part of me, you know, we went back and forth in our team talking about maybe the fact that she had radiation recently is a good positive thing, but maybe we don't know if it's going to make it worse. So she started radiation relatively quick after the radiation was completed. And then within 3 cycles, developed profound dyspnea. We started her on steroids as an outpatient, and then they were tapered fast. And then she got worse.
What was seen on imaging in her lungs?
She had a kind of ground glass picture that was new, and really hypoxia that was new. So this was, we didn't know if it was radiation-induced, delayed radiation-induced, or if it was the immunotherapy that she had just begun. But she ended up in the hospital after the steroids were tapered fast. And then at that point, we knew this is pneumonitis, and you're going to be here on high-dose steroids. And she spent all of the holidays, and she stayed in the hospital for about 2.5 months.
Wow.
She was on high flow oxygen. We even consulted people outside of our institution about using a drug for rheumatoid arthritis, other drugs to decrease the immune system.
And your thinking was that this was from the immunotherapy and not from the radiation therapy?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tease out the two, but we felt it was so profound. It had to be more than our usual. When we see radiation-induced pneumonitis, it's very localized in the port of radiation, and this was really more like a global process.
Yeah, that's an interesting question I don't remember hearing discussed, which is how long after, say, chemo radiation therapy can you safely give? Is there any interaction? Do we know anything about this? Have you heard about any cases like this?
So there are a few. I haven't heard about too many. That's one of the most striking. It came up a lot in the design for the adjuvant trials, looking at the adjuvant checkpoint inhibitors, of which there are, you know, 4 trials. Only one allows for patients who have had post-operative radiation therapy. The rest are all excluding patients who are getting radiation, and it's because of the fear of, well, if a pneumonitis develops, how do you tell if it's radiation pneumonitis or if it's the combination of the two or just the checkpoint inhibitor? And so that's been an issue. Now, at the same time, the trials done in the stage 3 patients adding checkpoint inhibitors, at least one of those trials has been completed and there are others ongoing, but we haven't really seen the results yet to any great extent.
That's fascinating. Just could you summarize, though, what the trials are in the adjuvant and locally advanced setting right now that are involving checkpoint inhibitors? Are they generally chemo followed by checkpoint inhibitors? What are the designs?
So that's the design of most of them.